From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Maria continues to pound parts of Puerto Rico with destructive winds and flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. Maria is one of the most powerful storms to ever hit Puerto Rico. She had maximum sustained winds of about 220 kilometers per hour Wednesday, and heavy rain caused life-threatening flash floods and landslides. Those threats also continued in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands as the backside of the storm moved slowly after the outer eyewall, that is, hit St. Croix. Forecasters expect the center of the hurricane to move off the northern coast of Puerto Rico and reach open water late Wednesday, bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic Wednesday and Thursday. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The country's interior minister said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. A science advisor with the U.S. Geological Survey in California said Mexico City's geology probably contributed to the building collapses. He said some of the buildings are on old lake beds, and that can amplify the shaking and cause the shaking to last longer, and that can make for more damage. This is VOA News. More than 100 Chibok girls released by Boko Haram militants have begun a new phase of their lives, taking classes at the American University of Nigeria after months of rest and recovery under the care of the Nigerian government. President Trump spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New York on Wednesday. He said achieving peace between the Israelis and Palestinians may be the toughest deal of all.
We're at a very important juncture. There's a small period of time, and we're going to see what we can do. There can be no promises, obviously. So many people have talked about it, and it's never happened. But we are fighting very hard. We are trying very hard. We're all getting along together well. We'll see if we can do it. And if we do it, it would be a great, great legacy for everybody.
The United Nations is calling for a stop to the attacks against people with albinism for body parts. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Persons with albinism, an inherited condition that affects the pigment of skin and hair, sometimes are victims of witchcraft. They are attacked, mutilated, and even killed in the belief their body parts can bring wealth and good luck. Ikponwosa Ero is the UN's independent expert on human rights of persons with albinism. She says the abhorrent lucrative practice thrives mainly in Tanzania, Mozambique, and Malawi. She tells VOA she has documented close to 800 cases of attacks against persons with albinism in the past decade in sub-Saharan Africa.
Those are reported cases alone. Most cases are not reported because most cases involve family members or people known to the victim. The Red Cross reported that the body parts were valued on a black market, like an arm was valued at $2,000 and a complete corpse at between about $75,000. So there's profits to be made even though you don't believe in witchcraft.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A private security firm based in the United States has linked an Iranian government-sponsored hacking group to cyber attacks targeted at organizations across the world. The security firm FireEye said Wednesday the Iranian hackers used malware to attack aerospace and petrochemical firms in the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and South Korea. FireEye says the hacking group used phishing emails and fake domain names to gain access to computer systems of the targeted companies. Well, there's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.